Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord we're able to be together again today as I continue a message I started a few days ago, The New Priesthood. And I'd like to share a verse from 1 Samuel 2:35, and I will raise me up a faithful priest that shall do according to that which is in mine heart and in mine mind. And I will build him a sure house, and he shall walk before mine anointed forever. Praise God. And of course, we know that ultimately is going to be fulfilled in the Lord Jesus Christ. Have I not written to thee excellent things and counsels and knowledge, that I might make thee know the certainty of the words of truth, that thou mayest answer the words of truth to them that send unto thee? Beloved, God is raising up men and women after God's own heart. We know, we have shared that verse in Revelation, the first chapter, verse 6, that we are being made, all disciples, all believers are being made kings and priests unto our God. And God is going to remove, just as he did Eli, we've been sharing about Eli in 1 Samuel, and his wicked sons, how that priesthood, that line of the priesthood was totally removed because he honored his sons more than he did the Lord. Even though he rebuked them, he did nothing to restrain them. And as a result, he caused Israel to transgress, the sons did. And Eli was found at fault because he honored his sons more, that's literally what the word says, than he did the Lord. And Jesus said, as I open this message, we were reading from the 10th chapter of Matthew, that Jesus said, if you love father, mother, brother, mother, anyone more, any relationship more than me, you're not worthy of me. And so God is calling his people into an intimate, close relationship where while we certainly love our family, our spouses, children, friends, we love all men. No man is an enemy to us. We have the same love for them that Jesus did, the compassion if they don't know the Lord. Yet there is one relation that is supreme over all others, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. And when we're able to do that, then he has a marvelous way of making all of our other relationships just work out so smoothly, praise God. And so as we're speaking now about this new priesthood of believers, that's you and I, beloved, all of God's people who are willing to make Jesus first in their lives, our focus, our emphasis is going to be solely on the one who is the Word, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. In Hebrews, the first chapter, let me read verses 1 through 3. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets. See, we just shared that word out of 1 Samuel, right? Hath in these days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory, and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Jesus is the appointed heir of all things. The prophets and all they have spoken is summed up in Jesus Christ. He is the brightness, the express image and character of his Father. He upholds everything that exists at this moment. If it didn't, it would just dissolve into nothingness because he's upholding everything by the word of his power. And his is a more excellent ministry. It says in verse 4 of that same chapter of Hebrews 1, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Praise God. And according to John 12 and 32, it is to him that we are being drawn. Again, those are the words of Jesus. What did Jesus say in John, the 12th chapter, verse 32? Jesus said, If I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. And he is doing that through the power of the Holy Spirit. He is bringing conviction to men. Now, whether or not they will respond depends on their openness to God, openness to the convicting work of the Holy Spirit. But he's pouring out his Spirit upon all flesh, the scriptures tell us. And so God is delivering his people today from wrong priesthoods, from following personalities, from following, for example, the Eli priesthood, who compromised the word of God, who was interested in just making themselves fat off the offerings of the people, which they did. They wanted the meat raw. They refused it roasted or sodden. And not only that, they were laying with the women at the door of the tabernacle. So there was so much going on that God hated and said, I will remove them, and raised up a faithful priesthood. Of course, he did that actually through David. Remember, Saul also failed in that he was concerned about the people, tried to put the blame on the people for saving alive King Agag and the best of the sheep and the cattle and the livestock. And so he was rebuked by Samuel and said, this day the kingdom is taken from thee. And he was raising up a man after his own heart, God's own heart, which was David. And so we are to be like David, to have that same passionate desire to be after, to follow after, to seek after this wonderful God and mighty God that we serve. So Jesus is going to be our focus. He's the center. He's enthroned and exalted above all. And these are critical and crucial days, beloved, in which we are living. God is and has been restoring power and authority and anointing to his true church. The day of the Lord is beginning to dawn. We don't know how much time we have before the Lord returns, but the presence and the power of the Lord, the glory of the Lord, is being unveiled in his church through surrendered believers, leaders and layperson alike. Hebrews 12, 22 and 24 says, but ye have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to myriads of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of righteous men made perfect. Remember, they're in heaven. They don't have resurrected bodies yet, and glorified bodies like Jesus. And verse 24, to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood, which speaks better than the blood of Abel. So just as Abel's blood cried out to Jehovah, remember in those opening chapters of Genesis, Cain murdered his brother Abel because he was jealous, he was displeased because God accepted Abel's sacrifice, and the Lord says, what have you done? Your brother's blood is crying out to me from the ground. Well, today, beloved, Jesus's blood is crying out to the Father in behalf of his church. Isaiah 33, 13 and 14 says, hear ye that are afar off what I have done, and ye that are near, acknowledge my might. The sinners in Zion are afraid. Excuse me? The sinners in Zion, God's people, are afraid? Fearfulness hath surprised the hypocrites. Beloved, that will occur to everyone who does not repent. Those who have other idols, who don't have Jesus as their first love, who are seeking after other things, seeking to draw men to themselves rather than the Lord Jesus Christ. Every true minister of God is going to point you, your focus, your attention, your worship upon the Lord Jesus. Let me read that again. The sinners in Zion are afraid. Fearfulness hath surprised the hypocrites. Who among us shall dwell with the devouring fire? Who among us shall dwell with everlasting burnings? And in Hebrews, the 12th chapter, going back to the New Testament, verse 29 says, that concluding verse, our God is a consuming fire. So what's this reference in Isaiah I just shared, 33? Who shall dwell with everlasting burnings, with the devouring fire? That fire is God himself. He is purifying the sons of Levi as gold and silver is tried. He is the word in the mouth of his prophets, the servants. In John, that opening verse of the Gospel of John says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And hear what the Word of the Lord has to say in Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter, verse 29. Is not my word like as a fire, saith the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh the rocks in pieces? And so, beloved, we need to draw near to the fire. As the ancient king discovered in Daniel's day, God is in the furnace with his chosen. Some of you may be in that place today, feeling like you're in the fire, but there's one like unto the Son of Man with you. Well, my time has just flown, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. And if you're in the fire today, if you are in a place of being purified and tested, Jesus is there, but it is a good thing to have the support of agreeing prayer. The announcer is going to give you our contact information. And with that, I invite you to write. If the Holy Spirit's moving upon you, he has a reason. And I will personally, if you email, I will confirm receipt. I will pray. But if you would like personal ministry, I invite you to share your mailing address. I love you. Pray for you every day. You see, I'm partners in my radio family. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours. This is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.